Okay, so good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for sitting down with me to find out a little bit more about what your role as a health information management professional is within veterinary medicine. So can you tell us, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become a health information management professional?
So I went into the health information management field. Actually, quite a while ago, I went through the HIM program at NAIT. It was called the Health Record Administration Program at that time. I wanted to work in the medical field, but not directly with patient care, and HIM was a perfect fit for me. I've always had a passion for animals, so when the opportunity arose to do HIM work in the veterinary field, it's a very niche area. I jumped at the chance to do that. So.
That's interesting, and that's what interested me and excited me to interview you actually. When we think of health information management, we typically think of people, right? Like we're doing the health information with people. Health information management in the veterinary medicine field is not typical. Can you explain a little bit about how it relates, how what you do relates to health information management?
So as I said, HIPs are very scarce in veterinary medicine. There's only a few of us actually in the country that fill that role that we know of. Our role within is to analyze data for accuracy, extract that information for a multitude of people for various reasons. The HIPs in the veterinary world are able to see the data from a multifaceted point of view. We're able to blend the logistics of data completeness and timeliness from both a clinical aspect and an educational one, because in addition to veterinarians within within it, we also have veterinary students participating in patient care and documenting on patient records. So clinicians are responsible for their documentation and that of their students. So there can be delays and errors that occur, and the HIPs have to appreciate that big picture in data analysis and all its components.
So you mentioned that I'm going to go off script here because your
Oh,
response triggered something for me.
no.
You'll be able to answer this one. What you said that you've always been interested in veterinary medicine. So how did that whole sort of trajectory happen for you from health information and then into veterinary medicine? Like how did that because it's such a niche field, how did that opportunity present itself?
Well, I worked after I finished my diploma at NAIT. I actually spent 14 years at the U of A hospital doing clinical research for cardiothoracic surgery. And then for there, I took a break when my kids were growing up and stayed home with them. So when I was getting back into the field again, I just kind of came across a position that was open, and we decided to take a chance at it and packed our bags from Edmonton and headed east to Saskatoon. So,
That's interesting. So what does a typical day look like for you, and what types of data do you collect? So, in interviewing other health information management professionals, a lot of the data centers around coding and abstraction for diseases and conditions and treatments. Is it the same within the field that you're in?
we don't do any coding per se. The clinicians enter their diagnosis free text, but we do have the ability to go through and extract information from the database as needed based on disease categories or procedure codes that they need. Our typical day is spent, well, we also do a lot of release of information requests, so that's one part. We do quality analysis on the charts for all the discharged patients. And then we're running reports on data to ensure documentation accuracy and completeness. And then we provide reports for clinical and operational needs. We're right now in the process of realigning all our reporting processes to streamline it and create a And oh, to streamline the reports that are created and the data in the way it's presented. So, as to the types of data we collect, clinician names, animal breeds, sex of the animal, age, admission discharge dates, the services that they've seen, diagnosis, and procedures.
And it's so funny, as you were talking and you're talking, thinking, you're saying patient, my mind automatically goes to people. So I was like, oh, what kind of, so thanks for clarifying, because I was like, well, what patient data are you, that are you pulling for animals? And so, no, it's interesting that it's breeds and still the same diagnosis in terms of animal conditions, I guess. So that is
Exactly.
fascinating.
Yeah.
Would you say that right now you're primarily digital, paper, or a combination of both? And in the digital realm, how is data quality maintained?
So we are, most of our information is all electronic health record. We have a database, and everything is loaded live time into there. We have some forms like our anesthetic records and ICU flow sheets where the forms are just too complex to be put into a live form at this time. So those are still created as a paper chart and then scanned into the electronic health record once the patient's discharged. So,
Stop it. You have an ICU for animals?
we do. Yeah.
That
We,
is insane. I love it.
we've got quite a lot of specialty services, oncology, dentistry, rehabilitation services. Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating. I have a dog, I have a pet, and so, and I treat, my mom always says that I treat her like part of the family. So it
Yeah.
just seems funny that as you're talking and it's all relating to animals, I'm like, wow, there's such a parallel between what we do for humans and what we do for animals. And so I find this extremely fascinating. Can you discuss a specific project where data analysis significantly, sorry, improved animal outcomes?
So I can't really pinpoint one. We would extract the data and the case numbers and that for clinicians, and then they go and they do the research projects for it. The data is utilized by many clinicians, researchers, and students throughout the college for studies and research. Many of those enhance education, new methodologies in animal care and treatments. So.
Wow. I'm still blown away. What is your biggest challenge in collecting, analyzing, and interpreting data within this field?
So I'd say educating the vet professionals about our role is challenging. Veterinary documentation standards are more relaxed than in human healthcare. There's also a difference between veterinary practices in the private sector and versus a university teaching hospital. Private practices routinely collect their own information and they send it when they need to. So when clinicians come into our teaching hospitals, can be an adjustment for them to realize that there's actually a whole department that does that. Another challenge is mistakes in data entry. Because we have clinicians coming from all over the world to train here, there can be quite a variation in medical terminology and expectations for data collection. Was my mouse.
No, that's okay. That's interesting. Like, I didn't think about, the differences between private sector and like the academic sector. Are you able to unpack that a little bit? Like, you mentioned that, especially with, the differences in the type of data that's obtained in the private sector versus the academic field. What other differences, can you highlight or that you know of? That sort of seems to be a stumbling block in terms of collecting the information that's needed.
Not too sure about collecting. I can definitely say too, as far as record releasing, veterinary private practices tend to be a little more lax on or not as strict on what they can release and to who, whereas we have very pretty very strict protocols on we need client consent, or owner, I guess, in this case, consent to be able to send information out to anybody other than the owner or to the vet that has referred them to us. So.
Thanks for clarifying that because, as you were talking about consent, I was like, well, why would it be different? And I guess, again, the information is still very pertinent, I think, to the individual or to the holder. And so I think it's just a different mindset to wrap my mind around, and probably for a lot of people as well, because you don't necessarily. Again, when you think about data integrity, you usually attach it to humans. And so to find that there's such an integrity and a quality assurance that's in place for other sectors, especially veterinary, because again, you take it for granted, right? And so that's I think that's extremely important. So I thank you for unpacking that and explaining that a little bit more to me anyways, to help me wrap my head around it. What emerging data analysis and technology trends are most promising in your field?
So from our aspect at the college, we use an in-house software that's actually been in existence since I think 1985 they started creating it. We have an electronic record change committee that helps garner new ideas for improving the system and the collected data fields. And because of the in-house system, we can implement changes when we need to. We're not beholden to any external software or limitations it might have. The health information team works closely and collaboratively with the IT teams to help make decisions. Another area of improved technology could be things like iPads that'll eventually be used in the clinic to collect real-time data versus like the ICU flow sheets or things that I mentioned to you before, because currently those types of things are paper forms that need to be scanned into the record.
Perfect. How do you think the role of data and health information technology will intersect and transform veterinary practices in the future?
So our fourth year veterinary students that go through the veterinary program, they receive some privacy and confidentiality training within their program. Our department also provides training into the database for all of our incoming interns and residents. So those are already veterinarians that are coming to us for additional training. And also to staff, and a component of the training is privacy confidentiality as well as proper documentation standards. So we hope that the newly trained vets or other staff that go to other practices will take that information they've learned from us about documentation practices, privacy confidentiality, and they'll apply it in their new practices.
You mentioned something earlier about this being such a niche area for HIMs. Do you think that this will grow?
I really hope it does grow. There's only three, I think, teaching hospitals within Canada that in veterinary medicine, and all three of those have HIMs, I believe, in them. But yeah, I hope it does continue to grow and the HIDs get into the private practice too, as there's some quite a few larger private practice clinics now too. So,
That's awesome. Are there any specific issues that you're passionate about in health information and veterinary sciences that you're interested in solving through data analysis?
I don't know if there's anything that I would personally try to solve through data analysis. I'd like to see more research on pet nutrition, specifically adverse effects of like pet food on their health. For example, there's a correlation between feline idiopathic cystitis. So that's like lower urinary tract diseases that cause bladder inflammation, and it can lead to urinary blockages, which is a medical emergency in cats. So looking at the foods that they're given, like feeding them dry foods versus wet foods, can have a big impact on their health. So I think that I'd like to see more health studies done on pet health and food. So, yeah.
Do you think that there's a role then for, because you said, there's no coding in abstraction right now. So do you see that if there, okay, do you see that there's a role for that in order to look at these larger issues, like you said, pet nutrition or maybe disease progression in certain breeds?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are trying to, we are looking at maybe going back towards doing coding. They used to do it years ago at the college, and then it just kind of got taken away. But now we're looking at hopefully trying to reintroduce that, so that we can actually channel down some codes to be using for better research quality.
Perfect. Well, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything burning about your field and health information that you might want to speak to or tell us about?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Okay, I'm just going to turn off the recording.